Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a really fascinating look at technical education, how it's changing. We're moving beyond just STEM, you know, into STEAM, and specifically, why innovation seems to thrive, well, often outside the traditional classroom.
Right, in these more play-based environments.
Exactly. Our mission really is to understand this shift, how learning moves from something kids have to do.
Like ticking a box.
Yeah, for a grade. To something they actually want to do, because the environment just encourages, well, exploration, experimentation, creation.
And that's a huge transformation. It really hinges on adding that A, the arts. We spent so long focused just on science, tech, engineering, math, the hard skills.
Right.
But bringing creativity fundamentally changes how we even approach problem solving. We're going to unpack, you know, why imagination isn't just nice to have. It's essential for innovation today.
Absolutely. We're aiming for those moments, those aha moments for you, listening that show why curiosity and being willing to try again. That's the real toolkit for future engineers, designers, scientists. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's nail this down. The difference. STEM versus STEAM. When we add that A, the arts, what does that really mean functionally? Is it just like drawing blueprints or is it deeper?
Oh, it's much deeper. It's a methodological shift. You see, traditional STEM, it was heavily focused on analytical skills, right? Technical mastery.
Getting the right answer.
Exactly. Yeah. Solving problems that usually had one known correct answer. Mastering the formulas, the mechanics.
Okay.
STEAM, you know, it builds on that foundation, but it weaves in the arts. Things like design thinking, aesthetics, even empathy. Mm-hmm. They sit right alongside the coding, the calculations.
Now the goal changes.
Yeah, the goal shifts. It's less about finding the correct answer and more about finding the best possible solution. And that often needs creative, nonlinear thinking, you know?
Okay. But wait, if the arts are so critical for innovation, why do schools often cut them first when budgets get tight? Is there a measurable ROI here or is it aspirational?
That's a really crucial question. And you're right, the ROI can be hard to quantify in, like a standard test score.
Right.
But the results in actual innovation, they speak volumes. The A isn't about teaching kids oil painting. It's about teaching design thinking, prototyping, iteration, feedback loops.
Skills engineers need constantly.
Indispensable skills. Think about it, when a purely technical linear approach hits a wall, what do you need?
Something different.
You need lateral thinking, a creative leap. The arts train you to handle ambiguity, to think about usability, user experience.
Ah, so it makes the tech usable, relatable.
Precisely. It turns brilliant engineering into something people actually connect with and want to use. Creativity stops the technical skills from just being, well, sterile, hitting a dead end.
That makes sense. Moving from the answer to the best solution. Okay, so if STEAM needs this nonlinear thinking, what foundational skills is it actually building? What are kids walking away with?
Well, what's really fascinating is that STEAM fosters these four critical habits of mind, things essential for real-world challenges, not just textbook.
Okay, like what?
First, kids are encouraged to ask questions deeply, not just what, but why and how. Second, they're pushed to try new ideas, even wild ones sometimes.
Okay, less fear of being wrong.
Exactly. Third, they learn to test their ideas and, importantly, revise their thinking based on what happens. On the feedback.
Real empirical feedback.
Right. And finally, they learn to work together, to collaborate on challenges that are often too complex for just one person.
So process over product, is it fair?
Very much so. It's a big contrast to what you might call prescriptive learning, follow steps, A, B, C, get result X.
Right.
STEAM is exploratory. The outcome isn't always certain, and learning to manage that uncertainty, that's a key skill itself.
Okay, so these four skills. Questioning, iterating, revising, collaborating, they're the engine.
Yep.
Where's the best place to tune that engine? We learn physics principles in school, sure, but applying them dynamically.
An environment is huge here. School is crucial for the fundamentals, the theory, no doubt. But places like educational summer camps, they offer something critical that school often struggles with.
Yeah.
Freedom. The freedom to apply those skills.
In a lower stakes setting.
Exactly. Mm. Low stakes, high engagement, without the constant pressure of grades hanging over every experiment.
Right.
A camp environment is just naturally more hands-on, isn't it?
Mm.
It's social. It's active. There's movement, creativity baked in. It's hard to replicate that energy inside four classroom walls all day.
And the schedule's probably more flexible, too.
Yeah, more flexible, less rigid time blocks. Kids might be working across different age groups on a project. It's just looser, more organic.
And that flexibility must make a massive difference in connecting the abstract stuff, like math, to something tangible.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It makes it way easier for kids to see, oh, that's how that geometry concept works.
Yeah.
When they're physically building something that stands up or falls down.
Instead of just solving for X on a page.
Right. It bridges that gap between theory and the physical world. It makes the connection real, you know, shows them that science isn't just a subject. It's how things work, and they can actually influence it.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. When you shift fully to application, to play, what do these projects look like? It sounds fun, but you're saying the learning is deep because the feedback is so immediate.
It is. The feedback is physical and instant.
Our sources mentioned some great examples, like designing a mini bridge with limited stuff, popsicle sticks or whatever.
Yeah, classic one.
And then testing how much weight it holds before crunch.
Right. And that crunch isn't failure in a negative sense. It's data.
Ah, okay. So it's not just physics. It's engineering, optimization, constraints.
Exactly. And the student knows immediately, okay, that design didn't work. They don't need a teacher's red pen. The physical world tells them.
What else? Drones.
Building and flying simple drones, yeah.
Yeah.
That brings in control systems, aerodynamics, or programming a robot to get through an obstacle course that's logic, sequencing, problem solving in action.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get these beautiful mixes of art and tech, like stop motion animation.
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
Well, kids design and build their own characters, right? That's art, construction. Then they create a story. Then they use tech software, cameras, to animate it frame by frame.
So it needs both sides, technical skill and creative vision.
Totally integrated. The tech serves the art, the story. It really highlights why that A is there.
And you mentioned using recycled materials, too, turning trash into inventions.
Yes. That hits sustainability, design thinking with constraints, systems thinking. It's all woven together.
So the key outcome isn't really a perfect bridge or a flawless animation first time.
Not at all. The real outcome is fostering collaboration, communication, and maybe most importantly, handling it when things don't work, managing that iterative failure.
Which brings us back to that question, what happens when the design fails?
Yeah. And the answer in the setting is, you try again.
That's the resilience piece. Mm-hmm. It sounds like campers learn mistakes aren't bad.
They learn mistakes are just data points.
Yeah.
Information. They internalize that, trying again, tweaking the design, revising the plan.
Mm.
That's not just okay, it's expected. It's how progress happens.
That resilience, that's got to be one of those valuable life skills they pick up.
Arguably, yes. That willingness to persist through setbacks.
Thinking long term now, beyond just the skills, what about confidence? Does this play-based approach help with that?
Oh, definitely. It's a huge psychological benefit. Kids get to explore interests, maybe discover strengths they didn't know they had, try things out without that intense pressure of academic performance.
It sounds like it builds a different kind of motivation.
It really does. When learning feels exciting, when it's driven by their own curiosity, not by fear of a bad grade, it unlocks genuine intellectual drive.
Right.
This kind of environment helps them connect school subjects to the real world, sure. But maybe more importantly, it encourages them to keep asking why and how.
Hmm.
They become active agents in their learning, not just passive listeners.
And the collaboration aspect, does that build other skills?
Absolutely. When they have to work together on a tricky challenge, they're building crucial teamwork skills. Listening, debating ideas respectfully, figuring out how to combine different approaches.
Managing conflict even?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
And synthesizing those different viewpoints into one solution. That strengthens their people skills just as much as their technical skills.
And presumably this doesn't just vanish when summer ends.
No, the hope and the evidence suggest it carries over. Campers who go through these focused programs like a STEM Quest for Engineering or STEAM Camps blending creativity and tech, they go back to school feeling more capable.
More inspired.
Inspired, more confident, and probably more willing to tackle challenging academic work. They've successfully navigated complexity, built something tangible. They know they can figure things out.
That confidence makes them braver learners back in the classroom.
Exactly. They approach new problems with more exploratory courage, less fear. These kinds of focused programs, offering that balance of structure and freedom, are really key to developing truly innovative thinkers, people ready for the future's challenges.
Okay, so let's try and synthesize this. We've seen that adding the arts, that it shifts learning from just technical skill
to innovative thinking. It's about using creativity as the engine for solving problems, teaching kids really how to handle failure, manage ambiguity, and keep striving for a better solution, not just an answer.
Right. So if you, our listener, are looking for programs that spark that kind of curiosity, that support innovative thinking, know that these specialized options are out there, places that really balance learning and play.
Mm-hmm. Offering that exploratory approach that's needed.
They're not just teaching old formulas, they're helping design the future. And maybe a final thought for you to chew on. If real innovation comes from testing, revising, learning from setbacks, which is actually riskier in the long run, is it designing an educational system where failure is punished and feared? Or is it cultivating an environment where trying again, failing, learning, and trying again is the normal, expected, even celebrated path to discovery? Something to think about next time you face a tough challenge.